Life in the North, an apocalyptic lit RPG, The System Apocalypse, Volume 1, written by Tao Wong, narrated by Nick Podell. Chapter 1. Greetings, citizen. As a peaceful and organized immersion into the Galactic Council has been declined, extensively and painfully, we might add, your world has been declared a dungeon world. Thank you. We were getting bored with the 12 that we had previously. Please note that the process of developing a dungeon world can be difficult for current inhabitants. We recommend leaving the planet till the process is completed in 373 days, 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 12 seconds. For those of you unable or unwilling to leave, do note that new dungeons and wandering monsters will spawn intermittently throughout the integration process. All new dungeons and zones will receive recommended minimum levels. However, during the transition period, expect there to be significant volatility in the levels and types of monsters in each dungeon and zone. As a new dungeon world, your planet has been designated a free immigration location. Undeveloped worlds in the Galactic Council may take advantage of this new immigration policy. Please try not to greet all new visitors the same way as you did our emissary. You humans could do with some friends. As part of the transition, all sentient subjects will have access to new classes and skills, as well as the traditional user interface adopted by the Galactic Council in 119 GC. Thank you for your cooperation, and good luck. We look forward to meeting you soon. Time to system initiation, 59 minutes, 23 seconds. I groan, freeing my hand enough to swipe at the blue box in front of my face as I crank my eyes open. Weird dream. It's not as if I had drunk that much either, just a few shots of whiskey before I went to bed. Almost as soon as the box disappears, another appears, obscuring the small two-person tent that I'm sleeping in. Congratulations! You have been spawned in the Kluani National Park, level 110+, zone. You have received 7,500 XP, delayed. As per Dungeon World Development Schedule 124.3.2.1, inhabitants assigned to a region with a recommended level 25 or more above the inhabitant's current level will receive one small perk. As per Dungeon World Development Schedule 124.3.2.2, inhabitants assigned to a region with a recommended level 50 or more above the inhabitant's current level will receive one medium perk. As per Dungeon World Development Schedule 124.3.2.3, inhabitants assigned to a region with a recommended
Sample complete. Ready to continue?